is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Haley. I'm your DJ. This is almost Friday. So we had some songs on this beautiful Thursday. First of all, we had Waste by Rye from their new album that came out earlier this week. First album in 5 years, I think. 5 years. It's a great album. That's the first song, first track off of that album. Highly recommend it. Very much sort of that vibe that you heard from that first song. But it's pretty good. Pretty good. I recommend it. And then it was Summer by The Blow, which was kind of a fun little track. I'm expecting some guests here, but they are now 8 minutes late. So we'll see what happens with them. So I'll keep you guys updated. Thank you so much for listening. If you are listening and would like to talk, let me know. And you can call in or I can send you a... give you a little shout out. But overall, we've got some pretty calm, nice songs today for a chill Thursday afternoon. I want to give a quick note on the PSA that I played before I came on air, which is about schools, not prisons. Today's my first day going to Petey Green to tutor at the Essex County Correctional Institution. So that is something that's very close to my heart. If you have any questions or concerns or thoughts about mass incarceration or school prison price pipeline or the war on drugs, please talk to me. I would love to talk about it. Not because it's fun to talk about, because it's really, really, really important and lots of innocent people are in jail. So on that super happy note, here's Vassar.
unsure as to cut you off. Move on and cut the cloth, 'cause now you're shrugging at the shoulders again. Harder to speak the truth and pretend that this is calm, so easily done. Don't risk being wrong. Let the silence speak for itself as we end. 'Cause I can't go on like this.
use me up when he feels weak. Take my strength from me like a bad dream. Talks me down till I'm sitting silent. Wants me to ask before I speak. As I hold my tongue, all I taste is his bitter greed. Thank you.
That was Slender Bodies on WMFO Medford. Tufts Free From Radio. My name is Haley. It is 2:28 p.m. and you are listening to Almost Friday. So before that, we had the Japanese House with Saw You in a Dream. Even though I told myself I wasn't going to play Overcoats this week, because I've played them every week since I saw them, I played Overcoats again with The Fog, and Pip the Pansy with Royal Blue Daydream, and Vassar with Little Things from their EP, A Telling End. About halfway through the show here, following similar vibes. So I'm just gonna keep rolling. Just wanted to let you guys know what was going on, terms of the music. A friend of mine told me that if I want people to call in and tell me stuff, I should tell them the number, but that's the trick, because I don't really want anyone to call, because I don't like answering the phone. So if you know the number, which you can find on the internet, you can call in. Quick shout out to that friend, Fred Cobb. Thank you for listening from Miami, and thank you, Teddy, for listening. I hope you're both having wonderful days. Here is Nightbody.
Thank you.
There's no waiting happening here. Okay, I don't have any music for the background. Yeah, I don't, but someone else does.
Thank you.
My guests finally came. I'm not going to stop giving you...
This is your volume for your headphones right here.
Yeah. So here on radio, I have Nate and Anton. You all know Nate because he's on the show after me and usually comes on air with me. By you all, I mean the two of you who've listened before.
there's a ton of people listening right now.
I really feel easily. Like you're imagining that. That's just...
You look on Shoutcast, you know, and then also, and this has been happening lately, and I don't know if this is sort of 13. A product of good radio, but there are a lot of people that have called in sort of randomly. Like people I don't know calling into request
really?
Songs.
Really? Yeah. I don't take song requests, so I'm not really good for that.
What do you say when someone calls you?
I say, hi, what's up? How's it going?
And they're like, can you play that new Rye album? And you're like, hard no on
I'm
that
like,
one.
I already did. Or someone once called and asked for really bad music, and then I couldn't find it, and then he called back and was really mad that I didn't play the song he asked for.
Specific bad music or just
it was like
bad
a song, like an artist I'd never heard of that I did not like, and since then I don't take requests anymore because I spent a lot of time curating my playlists. I'm not gonna like let some random person ruin my curated playlist.
Okay. Yeah, that's
this
all
is
right.
My hour.
This is my time.
This is my time. I'm not, absolutely not. There's a story.
Yeah,
there's a story.
I wish I like said that about myself. Like, I wish I could say it, and like, I feel like in some ways you could sort of diagnose the playlist into a story, but it really is just sort of like music that I've been listening to and put together.
Well, everyone's
whatever.
Different. Like, you don't have to put any time into it. It's like your choice. You put time into defining music, but like, I like arrange it.
Yeah, the arrangement.
Order
matters. And like, I have a friend, my housemate will play my playlist sometimes at home, and she'll shuffle them. I'm like, you can't do that. You can't shuffle my... She's like, I can do whatever I want. I'm like, I know, but please don't. It's rude.
It's really important that these songs get played in sequence, because otherwise you just like can't understand either one of them.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. So,
it's the only way to listen to Devendra Banhart is like in between two is. Iron and Wine songs. I don't know. I was trying to think of two...
I feel like you're
on a one to ten. How'd I do on that one?
Six.
That's a six. All right. Somebody was playing Devendra Banhart on Monday,
I
called in when I was texting you about logging the songs. That was like somebody wasn't Devendra Banhart.
I don't even know what you're saying. Like what?
Devendra Banhart.
Okay.
Is that
one song? One song. I don't know that one song.
You've heard it, for sure.
I don't know how to spell Devendra. I could search it.
I think I actually added a Devendra Banhart song to maybe the playlist that I had like ready to roll. Devendra. The Body Breaks. That's the name of the song.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
Stay tuned. It's coming up on our show. That's for sure.
I'm saying, it's not. They're going to say in this show, and I was like, no.
Because obviously there's no room to change the playlist.
No room.
The wheel has started turning.
I added one in the middle of earlier. I was very proud of myself. I managed to put one in.
What'd you just play?
Just now? Oh, I forgot to say that. Thank you. Night Body by At All and Giving Up the Feeling by Work Drugs. Yeah, next up is In These Fine Times. I'm actually going to play it right now. So we're going to go off of air. If you just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford, in fact, to make that a correct station ID. So, yeah.
You got it.
I got it. How'd I do?
You did it.
You should say it next time. Yeah.
I probably could.
It's really hard, so I don't know.
Standing in the longest of lines.
All mics are go. It's happening. They're all here. Okay, we have two more guests. You want to say your names? It's a surprise who they are.
It's Alex again.
They were also and here Erica. Last week. Wow! Okay, in the past 2 minutes, or more than that, we had Hands Up by Blood Orange and Would You Want Me by Generationals, which Nate played last week, which is why I played it this week.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Nate.
If you want to be ahead of the curve, maybe just listen to my show and then wait an entire week and then listen to the same songs.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was 1,000 times meaner than I thought. I'm too busy. I can't post to the gram and talk at the same time.
Okay, we have a PSA from Anton now. If you would like to read that.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easier. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do it to yourself. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service announcement from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I was really hoping it was going to be the American Association of Ladder Safety.
The American Association of Ladder
Safety. This is an important issue.
I'm going to say this right now. If there's like ever been a time that I was like close to death, it was on a ladder. Like, that's a straight up fact. Like, it was like, it's like either I was like painting a stairwell or like whatever. Like, this may be more that like I'm not in a ton of danger as like a human, but like, seriously, there are a lot of times where you're just like, I'm better than this ladder. I'm smarter than this ladder. I can handle this.
No one's better than the ladder.
that's we laugh, but this is an important PSA.
All PSAs are important.
Thank you, General Manager of WMFL.
Every PSA matters. Someone also went around the station and put these little stickers up of this guy that says, "Do you come here often?" It's looking kind of flirtatious.
Did you eat your peas today?
Oh, that's what that one says. This one says, "Do you come
here
often?"
Who is that?
I don't know who that is.
He's handsome.
He's a good-looking guy. Or that's without a doubt.
If only you could show a picture on there. That's called television. And that's a different industry. So
That's the industry that's rotting people's brains away. Okay, this is nothing to do.
This is dying because no one cares anymore.
Exactly.
That's the better one. Yeah,
exactly.
Too wholesome. So many PSAs. So I think I'm probably going to sign off now because I got to go run to get my zip car and get to the Essex County Correctional Institution. If anyone has any tips on going to jail, let me know.
Here are my tips on prison.
It's not a prison, it's a jail.
What's the difference?
A jail is a place for shorter sentences or pre-sentence people, pre-trial.
Okay.
And a prison is longer sentences and longer term. So where I'm going, people are there for 2.5 years or less.
Interesting.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
PSA, there's a difference in prisons and jails.
I use those interchangeably.
Maybe I'll just share fun prison/jail facts on my show, so everyone will really want. Everyone will really want to listen to it because it's super fun and interesting and uplifting.
Just the criminal justice system hour.
Honestly, like that's valuable.
Honestly, yeah,
you should start listening to the criminal justice hour. Maybe if I have a show in the future, I'll call it that.
2:30 to 3:45 a.m. Saturday night.
Saturday night. We know you're coming home from Back Bay on the T.
Hear about how you could get killed. Awesome. Okay.
You're on the red line right now.
I have one last song to play before we leave. It is called Diamond Ring. This has been Almost Friday. My name is Haley. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Stick around
for nature. I was about to say that.
I can't trust that you would.
Don't stick around for Nate's show. It's terrible.
Yeah, don't.
And it's just like a worse version of my show. So how about that?
Harsh.